Good morning. We thank you for joining us. You're joined into the Global Time with Jesus Christ program. We thank you for being with us on this day. It's Veterans Day in our zone, our region, and we thank you for joining us. We have an agenda today. We want to thank God for the soldiers that have fallen, that have represented freedom for us by actually making the ultimate sacrifice. We want to thank God for them. We want to show our Father gratitude that He has raised up people who would do that, who would go to that extent. They believed in freedom and they served, and they served valiantly. Then we want to thank God for the military in general, because we were able to do what we're doing only because of their willingness to go into harm's way to defend our nation against the wiles of the adversaries that are out there. We want to ask God's protection for this nation, because He has created this nation. He's created it to be a great nation, which it is. We thank God for keeping and protecting it every moment, every day, from the constant threats that are really very real, that are out there. While we sleep, there are threats that are out there that are, if you knew about it, you wouldn't be able to sleep. In fact, I had a conversation several years ago with someone who knows about that kind of stuff and is involved, and they didn't say much except to say that if you knew what's going on and what goes on, you wouldn't be able to sleep. And so I thank God that we are able to sleep and then get up rested to get before His throne like we are today. Finally, we want to remember our parents. And if your parent has departed from this world, think of the wonderful things that you have received from them. Focus on that. Emphasize the positive. And I know from my parents, we have received so much. They've imparted so much to us that it helps to sustain us in a challenging world that's where there are various kinds of atmospheres that are challenging, as well as being a blessing. So we thank you today for joining us, and certainly we want to say welcome to you. Now I'm opening up all of our lines, which there are many, and this is a good time where we can voice a prayer request or voice thanks to the Lord for things that often we take for granted, such as our freedom, our relative calm and peace compared to what's going on in other nations around the world. We're not listening to constant bombs going off, and we're able to step out of our doors without any real fear or trepidation. That's not to be taken for granted. That's because of what God has put in place. He knew what was going to happen, and He has made it possible for us to go on with our lives, and I think you would agree. Now, we are open, your line is open for a comment on this special day, this Veterans Day, which for many is a holiday, and even if it's not for you, certainly we want to be thankful. So a praise report, a vote of thanks, if you will, to the Lord, or a prayer request. It's all in line, and your line is open and available so that you can speak and be heard. Barring that, let us go to the Lord in prayer. And I do want to thank God for what he has done, how he has given us this freedom and this liberty that you cannot purchase. It's just that God has an arrangement where people are willing to put themselves in harm's way and have actually made the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I can do what we do so freely. So we want to come to the Lord with a sense of worship. Heavenly Father, we come to you through the name that is above every other name, the holy name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for who you are, your creator of heaven, your creator of the earth. And we come to you to worship you as you desire. You desire that we would worship you in spirit and in truth. According to John chapter 4 and verse 42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnesses to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Father, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of real love for you and have placed in our hearts love that flows to you. Lord, create in us a clean heart, a broken and contrite spirit, a heart that's repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father, all things are possible. You are God of all things that are possible. We know, Lord God, that we fall short because we are flesh. We fall short of your glory. We do not come to worship just to be doing something, Father, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that you've established with us and we have with you through the blood and the cross. You have created within us a heart of thanksgiving, and we truly thank you on this day, this Veterans Day. We remember the men and women across the years that one by one have laid their lives down sacrificially so that we can have this moment, these moments, in your presence, bringing you worship, bringing you thanks, bringing you praise. Help us to deeply remember, deeply appreciate, deeply understand what it took for us to have these moments. Even moments that we can forget what you have done through these men and women. So today we choose to and abide in the spirit of truth so that we are in a continued state of fellowship and worship with you, Lord God. David said in Psalms 42 and verse 1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for thee, O God. My soul thirsts for you, for the living God. My soul yearns, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Father, we thank you today. And we ask that this be our heart's cry, that this fire would burn ever increasingly in us, in each of us. Uphold us with your free spirit, and let yourself, God, be magnified, be glorified. So if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out of the way. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us, that our life and our lives be glory and honor and praise to you. In Jesus' name we pray. And I agree that all of us are saying amen and amen to that. Praise the name of the Lord, God Almighty. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity we have to just worship you and praise you. We thank you today. We were able to wake up, Lord, and the morning is quiet.
Yes, Lord.
It's because you arranged that, Lord. You arranged that. You caused that. And today, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Thank you. Well, once again, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us on this Veterans Day. It's a holiday for many. And I don't know. I just thank God for the day. I don't know that it's a holiday for myself. I'll be going to the office as usual because there are important things that are waiting to be done. And so I thank God for waking me up and that I'm able to get up and get out. So I don't have a beef. Call it a holiday. I call it a great day. I call it a blessed day. Amen. That I can do that. Okay, do you have a prayer request or a word of thanks or a praise report? Our lines are open and you're invited to lift your voice, if you will. We're here for that purpose, and it's a day to be joyous. It's a day to be joyous, and as I said earlier, we also want to remember our parents and who they were for us, to us, and certainly they're in us. Can't escape what God has done inside of you. So through these people, he has imparted to you. And so that's a blessing. So we thank you for joining us, and we thank God for our parents. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is anybody out there thankful for their parents?
Is anyone?
Amen. Amen. Is anyone else thankful for what God has done through your wonderful parents? If you think of all the blessings they have been to you, imagine you're here alive and well because they sacrificed, they nurtured, they cared for you, and they exercised love over you and fed you, and you came through, and look where you are right now. It's because they stood. That's what they did. They stood. They represented And so we should remember them even on a day like today, because they had to fight. Come on. They had to fight to provide. And they did a wonderful job. A wonderful job. They were successful. They were winners. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for keeping. He's, of course, he is the one that watches over us ultimately. And he has kept us. Today we want to pray. We want to remember the tens of, or the 10,000, I'm sorry, 10,000 plus individuals that have suffered loss of their lives as a result of the typhoon in the Philippines, a typhoon by the name of Haiyan. And we want to pray for those, for the survivors who are having to live in the open. They have no shelter over them. Their homes have been totally destroyed. Therefore, they are without food, and they are without water. They are without the warmth and protection that one normally would want to enjoy. Their lives have been devastated and transformed in the twinkling of an eye, so that they may be not injured, as many are, but the death toll is rising. The toll on, in terms of the injured, that's rising. And there are those that are clinging to life. We're blessed. We're blessed. And we want God to bless them right now. They need the love of God. And we pray right now that his love would appear to them in a manifestation and a way that convinces them that he is God and that he reigns and that they can enter into his grace, his mercy, and his love. We want to pray that resources for survival will reach them wherever they are. To those of you that may not know, the Philippines is not simply one landmass, kind of like the way the United States is geographically positioned. The Philippines is, if I remember correctly, thousands of islands. They're out there in the Pacific, and there are many, many islands that make up what is known as the Philippines. Of course, the capital is located in Manila, but that alone, the fact of this nation being made up of so many islands, that alone is a gross obstacle to help reaching people on time or in time, because there's water everywhere, because they're islands. So now we want to pray for them. Father, we begin by thanking you that it's not worse than what it is. We thank you that there is a limit to what has occurred. For somehow, your grace and your great mercy sustained this nation in what was a storm that had never been seen before anywhere on the earth. We thank you, Lord, that something good will come out of this. We don't know what that is. But you know, Lord, because you're the only wise God. So we thank you that the death toll, the toll of injury and loss, is calculable. It's limited. Devastating, but limited. So we thank you, Father. Now, Father, we place the children in your hands. We ask that you would surround them with your love and protection even now, because they are sustaining the worst of this. They are not able to fend for themselves. They depend on adults. They depend on families and stable environments. Of course, Father, you know this environment has been totally disrupted. And people are clinging to life. Help them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help them. Help that mother right now that is distraught over her children. Help that father who feels powerless right now. In the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord. Help them. Strengthen them. And Father, those who are dispatched for help to them, bringing help. We pray, Lord, that all of the logistics, all of the plans would flow perfectly in order to bring about relief, relief for these people that you have created, bringing food, bringing fresh water, bringing shelter, bringing medicines, medical assistance, necessities, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we claim all of these things for them, even now. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen their faith, strengthen their resolve to survive and to rebuild, in the name of Jesus. Father, even in Bangladesh, the next stop of that storm. We thank you for protection and for limited outcomes there in terms of loss. Protect, save, preserve, restore, like only you can, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for doing it, Lord, because we know it is already done.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's done.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We believe in God for good reports of survival, restoration, provision. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I'm so grateful for what he's done with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give us protection. Health, strength.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
This morning, you go before us, Lord.
Yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Tomorrow, Lord, please, your joy.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We come before you with praises. We come before you with thanksgiving, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We come before you with a grateful heart this morning,
yes, Lord.
Lord, knowing that you are
call on
the
you,
one
Lord.
And only living God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We thank you so much this morning, Lord, for being with us, for guiding us, for protecting us, for shielding
yes.
us, for watching over us, Lord.
Thank you
for never leaving us, not forsaking us,
yes,
for
God, the only wise God.
And that grateful, Lord, you are so good.
Have your with Lord, your
yes.
will be with us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for watching over us, finally, me and God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you in advance for the victory. Thank you in advance for what you are doing, Lord. I hope you would come up with praises and
yes.
And
praise
in our hearts, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day.
Thank you,
Father.
It's
a privilege and opportunity that we can praise. Freedom,
yes.
Lord, that we could come before you in freedom,
yes.
Lord, that we don't have to hide or we don't have to pretend that
yes.
we don't love you, but Lord, we could serve you in freedom, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank
yes,
you
Lord.
Again to the men and women who have
yes,
given
Lord.
Us the opportunity and the privilege, Lord, that we could
yes.
go to church in freedom, we could worship you in freedom, Lord.
Yes,
thank you for
this great nation. Hallelujah. Praise
thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
According to
yes.
your
hallelujah. We want to remember this week. Thank all of you. Thanks to all of you for joining us. Thank you for sharing in this day, this Veterans Day. Just want to quickly remind you of items that are on our heart, our prayer list, so to speak. We're continuing to pray for Tammy. Who God is moving in her life mightily. We want to continue to pray for Etta Bullock, who is I saw her yesterday. She looks good. She looks great. Michelle
yeah.
Lewis, we want to thank God for her and for keeping her and for keeping her in perfect peace. We want to continue to thank God for Aaron Moore and for Diane, and thank God for providing for them and for
yes.
sustaining them and strengthening their faith and resolve. We also want to pray for Michael Gregory. He's a deacon in our midst, and he goes, at least just scheduled that way, for surgery early on Wednesday morning of this week. So we want to remember these people in prayer. So God bless you on today. God bless you.
God bless and victorious day, everyone. Walk in victory in Jesus'
yes.
name.
We thank God for the victory.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. You've given us the victory. For sure. Well, it's a wonderful day. You're alive. You're blessed. We are blessed. Fear not, the Lord said, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God be the glory. May he bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Shalom,
everyone.
God bless.
God bless me, everyone. Praise God. God bless everyone.
Get up.